I'm at the Desta showcase and I'm talking to Eleanor Williams. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And we're going to talk about the expert patient service. And yes, you were saying to me a little bit earlier, you were one of the first people to do this.
Yes.
So tell me about it. What was it like?
Well, it was very good. When I first attended, I was really in need of something. I felt I was trying to cope with a lot of health problems on my own.
Yeah.
And I found there was so many other people there with problems, perhaps even, you know, worse than I had got, mainly health problems. But I'd had 3 bereavements in a few years previously. But I found I didn't feel I was coping alone because I was there. And they covered so many subjects, how we could cope with different problems we had got. And how to keep going, and anywhere we could join, whether it was fitness classes or mental health or the hospital. And if we didn't find an answer to where we could go, or anybody that could help us, where we could go,
so
to people that could advise us or help us. And if we weren't happy with perhaps our doctor or hospital, not to just give in and roll over and take it, but to carry on and find people that could help.
So it gave you, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the right word, it gave you the sort of tools to deal with the health service and the other professionals around.
Yes.
So you felt you had more influence, is that the right? Or
yes, you had an idea where you could go to find out where there was help for you. And it was only 6 classes, but each week they covered a different, what's the word? Different parts, you know, it'd be health one week.
The different aspects of the various issues you've got to deal with.
And if it was some people were very overweight and some had been perhaps attacked, and they could tell, well, you're not the only one, and other people have done this and they went here or they went there. And if you can't find out where to go, go to your doctors or go to different health professionals that can advise you where to go, because there's always somewhere. And if it's your health or whatever, you start, if you've got to lose weight, you start slowly, and you just, if you can only do a little walk to the shop, you do that, and that will help you if you suffer from depression or all different things like this. You just take a few steps at first, and then you gradually extend it, and you find things are not so bad, and you're talking and mixing with people, and you are more able to cope with a lot of your problems. You don't feel you're completely on your own, shut in, and getting depressed as well. You come out and think, oh, I'm not so bad. Other people are worse than me, and they're coping. Or you talk to people and they tell you little steps to take, but you have to get in the mind frame that you're going to stick to it, and you do a little bit and a little bit more and a bit more.
So is it a year since you did the...
It's about 9 months.
About 9 months.
Yes.
And it sounds as though you've continued to use what you learned on the...
I don't think about it now. It was an effort before, but I'm just getting into... Oh, I've got my exercise class that day and that day. Oh, I don't feel like it. I think, oh, shall I go or not? I go. I don't think, oh, I don't feel like it today. You know, in my mind, I go.
Do you talk
and
to
I
people
forget.
More? Do you, think? Yes. You talk to people more than you did?
Yes.
And do you find it easy to talk to people?
I do, but I can go up and down, you see. And when I'm down, I can't see the light to go, you know, but when I get a bit better and I think, oh, I've got to pull myself together and I go. And then chat to people, even on the bus, and you find they've got all their ailments, or they've been through the same bereavements or whatever.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
And you forget about yourself, and you've got, and then you come home, and you're glad to be home and have a rest. Where if you had stayed in, you'd be depressed, and you think, oh, I've got this pain and that pain, or what am I going to do? But you've forgotten about it, or you're thinking about other people while you're out. And you go to one class or event, and that leads to something else and something else.
So for you, it's about making connections, using what you've learned to make connections with new things?
And I find there's so many things. We're very lucky in this borough and all the circulating. There's so much going on, social things. And when, although I'm elderly now, I'm 70, but when you go out, you find there's so many activities, and that leads to outings to the seaside and different events or parties, and you go and you get chatting to one, and they tell you something else that's happening, and you go there and you get to know so many people, and you can have a social life if you want it, and you haven't got to join in things, but you've got a choice. But the more you go out, the more you say, oh, I won't go to that because I'm very busy, I've got all these other things. And
how did you find out about the expert patient service, the expert patient course? Do you remember? I mean, it's a long time ago, but how did you access it, to use that horrible jargon?
I think I may have seen it in the hospital.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Or it would have been some local that, I think, in Chelsea and Westminster Hospital.
Yes.
On a notice board.
And you just thought,
I'll
have a go at that. Is that?
I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose, and I was really down, and you know, and it was in the mental health place.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could see people, and I thought, oh, well, I shouldn't be grumbling, really. They've got problems which perhaps I can overcome mine, where some of them couldn't, you know. And but, you know, I chatted to them, and... So it can open a lot of things. But if you sit indoors, nothing comes to you. You've got to go out and start the ball rolling.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
I hope it works.